It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Heading back to 1972, 51 years ago. Number one on the charts, this song from America, A Horse With No Name, a transparently blatant attempt to cash in on the success that Neil Young had had with his Harvest album and Heart of Gold. In fact, A Horse With No Name replaced Heart of Gold at number one on the charts. So, a little influence there from Neil Young on the band America. A Horse With No Name, number one of this day in 1972. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Dr. David Rainey. He is the John Anthony Holter Chair in American History, the Constitution, and the Second Amendment here at Hillsdale College. Dr. Rainey, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Scott. I very much appreciate it.
A piece you wrote a couple of weeks ago, which largely holds up. I know the lawmakers in Lansing have made a few changes and adjustments to some of the gun control laws that they've proposed, but you can still find it at the Detroit News. Gun proposals lack common sense. Where do we stand right now? Michigan Democrats had pledged to do this before the November elections. They won, making good on some of their campaign promises with pushing forward stricter gun laws in the state. What are they considering? Where do we stand right now in Lansing?
Well, Scott, I'm sorry to report that although they've made some changes to these measures, they still lack common sense. That has not changed, but they have made some tweaks. As things stand right now, two major pieces of legislation have, in fact, passed. The first one is House Bill 4138, and that significantly would require a license to purchase, carry, or possess, even transport a pistol. That licensing requirement would be extended as well to the purchase of a shotgun or rifle from a private seller. And notably, to obtain one of these licenses, you'd have to go to a local law enforcement official, and they would supposedly issue this with, quote, I'm quoting legislation, with due speed and diligence. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I would argue that government agencies don't typically operate with due speed and diligence. And so if you want to obtain a firearm, then you'd basically have to wait around whatever amount of time might be necessary to obtain government permission to then buy a firearm. And this is obviously a serious abridgment of the Second Amendment, but we're now saddled with that here in Michigan. We are now facing the enactment. The governor has not signed this yet, but we're facing the enactment of a so-called safe storage law. This is actually Senate Bill 79. And if anyone has a minor in the house, you actually have to keep your firearm unloaded, inoperable, or inaccessible. Otherwise, you'd be liable for any number of different damages. And this, you know, might sound good in theory, but unfortunately, it runs afoul of both the Heller and McDonald cases, where the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, made it clear that it is unconstitutional to prevent people from having ready access to a firearm to defend themselves. And so I think this has some serious constitutional problems that will probably percolate to the surface here in the near future with litigation. And then finally, just looking down the road here, there's a kind of a smorgasbord of different bills that may actually see the light of day sometime soon. The first of them probably is going to be the so-called red flag bill. The legislature did not finish up working on it before their break. And that notably, of course, would essentially allow an individual, including perhaps an ex-spouse or even an ex-girlfriend or ex-partner of some kind, to basically petition a judge that an individual is a danger to himself or others. And then the judge could actually issue essentially a warrant, which would allow the seizure of an individual's firearms without a hearing being conducted. So basically, a person can see the police arrive at a home or her home with no advance notice, no advance hearing, and have all of his or her firearms confiscated. And an attempt to get those back would be quite difficult. You could immediately contest the order, but unfortunately, you essentially would have to prove yourself innocent, which, of course, is corruption of our justice system. So we're looking at some other possibilities as well, but those are the greatest or the worst hits at this point.
Dr. David Rainey with us from Hillsdale College. You and I both have some Illinois experience in our backgrounds. How does the license bill that you discussed with us compare to what Illinois does, which is that they have a FOID card, a firearm owner's identification card, which you need to have, which is issued by the state government, which takes forever to get before you can purchase a weapon or even purchase ammunition in Illinois? How does what Michigan propose? How does what Michigan lawmakers are proposing compare to what they do in Illinois?
Well, there are some similarities. As you mentioned, the FOID card, Illinois, ironically enough, actually does not register firearms. They simply require the owner of firearms to essentially register themselves with the government. And yes, it takes quite a while to get that FOID card. I recall I did this many years ago. It took me nearly 2 months to get a FOID card. In other words, it took me nearly 2 months to be able to exercise my constitutional right to keep and bear arms, largely because my notary forgot to indicate on the form when her commission expired. And so that was actually kicked back to me, and I had to go back and do it all over again. So it shows how ridiculous this process was. And I suspect that, you know, the gang members in Chicago, those who were committing firearms regularly, or committing crimes with firearms, they would ignore all of those things, which, of course, they do. So we won't necessarily face something like that here. But instead, there's a continuation of the registration scheme for pistols. All pistol sales, of course, would be registered with the state government through the state police. And we also would have a situation for the first time where all individual firearm sales, whether through an FFL, a federal firearms licensee, or through private sales, all of those transactions would actually be now recorded on a state police form. And yes, the pistol registration would continue. The long guns wouldn't necessarily be registered per se, but they would still be recorded on the state form, which would remain with the seller. And so we would have some additional record-keeping requirements, you can say a de facto expansion of the registration system in Michigan. And the upshot of all this, of course, is that the criminals routinely circumvent these processes. They do not adhere to these whatsoever. So in the end, we're going to have a situation where it's going to take law-abiding firearms owners longer to obtain firearms. It'll take them longer to be able to exercise a constitutional right, whereas the criminals, by definition, will simply skirt this process, ignore it entirely.
Dr. David Rainey, he is the John Anthony Halter Chair in American History, the Constitution, and the Second Amendment at Hillsdale College's piece in the Detroit News. Gun proposals lack common sense. We're just right up against our break here, Dr. Rainey, but let's keep in touch and make sure we find out what's going on, what's being considered up in Lansing. Dr. David Rainey, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food, made with the highest quality pork and chicken. Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. More at GreatLakesPetFood.com, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.